Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Show and Vern. Someone stepped up? Brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending, the fix and flip guys at kclend.com.
So you're going to sit here and tell me right now today that you don't want your old job back. You're going to sit here and tell me right now today that you don't look out here and you have hatred just for half a second for Cody Tech. Are you going to tell me right now?
Oh, because of this?
You're going to tell me right now, every time
not a bit.
That we have turned our head and looked outside, it's gotten
like this
five
weather.
Times worse.
I like this weather.
Shut up. Now you're going to kick the show offline?
You don't like it.
You don't like it better than
I don't
than
like
Phoenix.
Driving in it.
Than Phoenix.
But I'm fine with it because it takes away everything I could do this weekend.
You couldn't even... You can't even go to your best restaurant.
I sure can.
One of your favorite
things. Just take your time, drive safe,
calm down.
One of
the favorite things you love to do is go to the grocery store. It just calms you. You're not even able to do that.
How did you know that?
Because I love you. And I respect you.
I don't have to say that anymore.
And you're my eighth best friend. You know what time it is. Here, Vern.
Show, good morning. 9:28 last night. It all came to a head on an Android phone somewhere in the United States of America. Tyreek Hill takes to Twitter and says simply, "Wish I was cool enough to wear Patrick Mahomes gear." It's happening.
Listen, we have said before on this show, we try to tell you, man, Tyreek is the one you got to watch. There's some truth in it. I mean, he had some fun, and Pat tried to later come back and clean it up. But it's going to take, to me, special people who are other stars on this team to have to understand how they're going to have to deal with having Patrick Mahomes as a teammate. You could start a clothing line like Tyreek did, and it completely get blown out of the water because Pat decided to start one. You could throw out jokes. There's a little jokey joke there. Vern, you have been to the point of saying that it's going to be up to Mahomes to smooth and stuff out like this with guys like Tyreek, with guys like Chris Jones, with guys like Turtleneck, with guys like Kelsey. It's going to be up to Pat to deal with that and how he handles it so it doesn't become like with some people, though I just think Jamarcus Finley is a hater. But with some people, how they treated, how they felt about Aaron Rodgers. Now, I know he sure is that guy that has changed since he bought you that Miller Lite. But you want to avoid that. And I agree to you to a certain extent. But the thing, especially right now with Tyreek, the thing is it's not too Patrick. It is to the Chiefs because the Chiefs have to take care of this cat. Because at least if he gets paid Terrence Taylor, the greatest, has spoken about possibly him getting Odell Beckham money. That's 60 guaranteed in that range. If the Chiefs at least take care of him, it at least makes him feel like he's on par in some fashion. Now, he ain't going to get the 200-plus that Pat's going to get. But at least if you take care of him, this has to really hurt being Tyreek and making less than $600,000. This has to really hurt. So, yeah, I don't think it's just up to Pat Mahomes to smooth this stuff over. The Chiefs have got to pay him so he at least in some manner feels like he is somebody. Because everyone is going to get overlooked. And it takes, as I said, special type of teammates to have to be around this cat. And you can see it's in his head. Right now, like it's jokes and stuff, the way it's coming across. But it's up in his head.
I'm making $600,000, and I look at NFL Network as Tyreek Hill and see that my top 10 plays of the year are coming up a little bit later on this morning show here on NFL Network. Look, not only is, yes, there is no benefit, as we discussed, there is no benefit for the Chiefs to lengthen this thing out. Once the new year arrives, if it has already, when the new year starts in the NFL, take care of Tyreek Hill immediately. But this is also, yes, important that Patrick continues to allow and sometimes force a light to shine on Tyreek Hill. This is what I was concerned about when it came to Dee Ford as well. The downtime. When you don't have football, when you don't have the camaraderie of the locker room to turn your attention away from things that truly matter, but us as fans, we don't want them to matter. When you're caught up in the fun of the season, man, it's just, you're the kid again. You're playing a sport you've played your entire life. You love every moment of it. But when you're sitting on the sidelines waiting for training camp to arrive, that's when you start to feel alone or you start to feel unappreciated. You're on Twitter a little bit more than usual. You have haters in your life, supporters in your life, people getting in your head trying to tell you to do this, don't do that. This person's not appreciating you. You deserve more spotlight. The offseason is when these things, JerMichael Finley, Aaron Rodgers, the offseason is normally when these bubbling issues start to boil over. It's not there yet, but it's likely to happen during an offseason.
Oh, I think we're about there with Tyreek. Not that it's coming out in a negative fashion, but it is clearly in his mind and in his head.
All Pat has to do is say, you can now find Tyreek's gear at PatrickMahomes15.com.
Yeah.
Just put a link up,
maybe,
Pat.
Maybe
that's
that.
All he needs.
Yeah, those things may help. But I think before Pat, it's up to the Chiefs, man. They've got to take it. They've got to. Because Pat can only do so much. And Pat is, we can see him and his people are business people. They're not going to stop this train from rolling. And he can only do so much. Like, it really has to be something making less than $600,000. And looking at this. Now, I'm with you with everything you said about the downtime. I think Turtleneck is somewhere else. I think he's just a different cat. I think he marches to his own beat. I don't think
what
those
rules. What do you
rules,
think Dee Ford's doing? You don't think he's thinking about the upcoming season? You don't think he has hanger-ons and people trying to direct him in a certain way?
I don't think they get to him like it will be for the other players.
Because of the turtleneck?
Just because he's strange. I think people who are smarter than that don't come out during the season. Oh, who wouldn't take $20 million? Who wouldn't? Yeah.
I think he meant that when he said it.
Yeah, I think
someone will get to him.
I think he's a different dude.
The same way that when Tyreek was flipping through Twitter last night and his fiance asked, how are sales going? He was embarrassed to answer it. So that's why he, quote-unquote, lashed out on Twitter and made the ha-ha joke of, man, I wish I was cool enough to rock Mahomes gear.
But you've agreed that his mindset is different because, one, he's getting paid a lot less money than even Dee Ford, a first-round draft pick. But his mindset is different, and his representation's mindset is different. His representation is the same guy who represented Ocho Cinco, who represented Terrell Owens, who represents Antonio Brown, and Drew Rosenhaus is
sure
in it.
But I don't have the concern that you do. I don't think the Chiefs will drag this on because, again, I can't figure out a benefit. I think they'll take care of him. I do question whether or not Patrick Mahomes and his representation will do what the aforementioned Aaron Rodgers did, and that is bringing others to get some of your spotlight.
Pat, to me, from history, Pat, to me, is the least. The Chiefs in their front office, they can do some stupid stuff.
Not this stupid. They're not that stupid to openly make Tyreek Hill a punching bag with the fan base, because that's the only thing that's going to happen if they drag this out. It does nothing to benefit the organization. A lot of organizations can be stupid. That I can't figure out one thing that goes into the pro category of dragging out the Tyreek Hill situation.
Either. I couldn't think of one thing that made sense of them not to make a move to grab a defensive player. I couldn't think of one thing that made sense.
I don't think those are.
I can think of one thing,
and that's Andy.
That well, and this is Andy too. I mean, this is
Andy's not standing in the way of Tyreek getting his money.
I hope not. But he's the number one guy in personnel that makes decisions. Look, this Chiefs team has done some things. Now with Pat, I'm with you. I think they got that. Mahomes is the only person that I don't think they would do something stupid with. This, I could see them. I could see them dragging this and making this, doing this in a silly way. I could see that.
Cody Tapp last night, episode 2 of Hot Stove. I do not miss Arizona. I was very entertained by the program last night, and I highly recommend everyone check out Hot Stove with Cody Tapp. You can find it on the radio.com app or also 610sports.com. Go to the on-demand page at 610sports.com. You'll find everything, including Homer Bailey with a veiled shot at Kansas City.
When you put up a 6, it's not exactly like, you know, we'll be wearing pinstripes anytime soon.
You have a 6 ERA, it's not like you're going to be wearing pinstripes.
It does mean the Cubs. Right, the Yankees.
Yeah, I don't think people really... When you hear pinstripes, I don't think you...
Who else wears pinstripes?
I don't think you think of the Cubs. Cubs, you think of daytime baseball and the bleacher.
I know,
creatures.
But who else wears pinstripes?
Sean Casey and Ken Griffey and Deion Sanders with the Cincinnati Reds had pinstripes.
They did.
I believe the Mets had pinstripes with Ventura.
Yeah, they got 8. They got 8 different jerseys. They bring them back at times. Oh, the Rockies.
Yeah.
The Rockies, maybe that's what he's talking about. The Rockies. Pinstripes.
But you would fit there with a 6 ERA. That's how things go.
Ooh, what are the Rockies? If we speak, because it made it seem like he said, all right, the Royals
right.
are this is their ERA. This is the type of team they are. Because he's like the Yankees
Yankees are 28 home runs. When I think of the New York Yankees, I think of 28 home runs.
They're two ERA. Like, that's the top, right? Right? The way he made it sound, like, that is the top.
See, I think of the Cubs, I think of a 2.81 ERA. A 6 ERA for the Kansas City Royals should serve as a reminder that those back-to-back pennants didn't really change the mindset of people within Major League Baseball. If having a 6 ERA means, guess I got to go to the Royals, then those two pennants didn't make the kind of waves that I think us here in Kansas City, we believe the waves were made.
The Royals aren't a 6 ERA. So maybe they
Homer's
are to
lying?
The league. I don't believe
Homer
that.
Homer Bailey's been around. If he says a 6 ERA leads you to Kansas City, who are we to argue?
I'm just saying I don't believe I would put the Royals in a 6 ERA. I feel like they're a round of 4 ERA, crafty, lefty.
Like a 4.5, a
like
quality
a Jamie
start?
Boyer. Yeah.
That's a quality start.
I think they won a championship.
That's
15.
The point. People don't.
I know that.
People don't.
They won a championship, but I don't think. Like, when I think of a 6 ERA, that's the White Sox. The White Sox have a feel of a 6 ERA. A lot of money to spend. But like a 6 ERA, like the Padres.
No, the Padres are like a .225 batting average.
So what do you think the Royals are? I feel like the Royals are
I've been told they're a 6 ERA.
I'm asking you. You told me this week you are the Royals.
I didn't say I am the Royals.
You did.
I said I covered the Royals for a long time, and I feel like I'm a part of the family.
You said you are.
I didn't say I am
you
Kansas
up.
City Royals
baseball. You slipped
baseball.
Up, but you did say
you know what I mean.
What do you think they are?
A 6 ERA.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Shove it. You must didn't. You. I'm not going to get in a fight with you because I love you.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots.
He scored!
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.